researching, Kale, we learned this upcoming week has been declared National Farmers Market Week by the U.S. Department of Agriculture. Farmers markets have been a big success in urban areas, and maybe you do some of your weekend spending there. 20 years ago, there were just under 2,000 farmers markets in the U.S. Now there are more than 8,000. But what about the farmers? How are they doing? Here's one farmer's story.
My name is Chuck Eggert, and I'm the founder and president of Pacific Foods of Oregon in Tualatin, Oregon.
They specialize in organic foods, and we asked Chuck to share what he's learned from farming. That starts at the bottom with good soil.
Well, I think when you look at conventional soils, what typically has happened is there's very little organic matter. So if you went to pick it up, it's almost like a dirt clod. And when we then contrast it with organic soils, then you can pick that up and just break the soil by your hand, and it isn't clayey, and it just smells fresh. It smells like fresh soil should. And animals can tell whether grass has been contaminated. You can tell the health of something by who's eating it.
Chuck and his family started the business back before the word organic was everywhere and farmers markets popped up all over. Chuck quit his job as a CFO to start a farm. We asked him how his wife took that news.
Luana, my wife now of 43 years, I don't think this would have been possible without Luana's participation, because if you're in a relationship where one person disagrees with what the other one is doing, it typically fails. And I think she, as well as I, take a great deal of pride in the fact that when people come up, last year we had some corn silage that was, 16 feet tall, and everyone thought it was conventional corn. And we said, no, it's organic corn. And we actually would take people out and take pictures in the corn of them being dwarfed by this organic corn. And I think sharing that message to people that you can do these things, and you can, sometimes it takes a little more work. But normally I use her for the prop and the picture because she's better looking than I am.
Pacific Foods is one of the most successful operations in the Northwest. Chuck says that's because the company constantly reinvests in the farm.
Money's never been a particularly motivating factor. And Luann and I were talking, and I said, it's interesting. If I wasn't doing what I was doing and I could pick another profession, I'd be doing what I'm doing. And I've never understood the whole concept of entrepreneurship, that it's about making money. Well, it is. It really isn't. It's about being constructive and doing it different. And to me, the mark of a true entrepreneur is that they'd take the last nickel they had and try something new with it. I joke that I've saved the money for 19 Porsches, but I've never owned one. And it's because it always gets spent on something else. Anytime we accumulate something, we buy some farmland or buy some equipment. And her only rule is that when she dies, I have to put a plaque on the stainless steel tank I'll buy with her insurance money.
That's Chuck Eggert. He's the founder of Pacific Foods of Oregon. They got into the organic business more than 25 years ago.